Well, as President Trump runs again for president, then he can say, you know, when people say the twice indicted president, Trump, you know, we've all been indicted. We've all been, rather, we've all been impeached.
And maybe this will become the norm, that if the House of Representatives is controlled by the opposite party, there will be pressure from that party's base to indict the president if the president, I mean, not to indict, you know, to impeach the president if the president is from the opposite party. So you could just, which then kind of strips it of a lot of its power. But yeah, so what basically happened is that it seems like Kevin McCarthy got word that Matt Gaetz was going to give an extended speech, his own indictment, so to speak, of Kevin McCarthy when the House came back this week from its August recess, and say that he was going to, if McCarthy didn't live up to the bargain that was struck back in January, make a motion to vacate the chair, basically kick McCarthy out of his speakership. And McCarthy kind of scrambled quickly to make this announcement that he was going to open an impeachment inquiry, but not send that to the House floor for a vote, which means that, you know, whatever moderate Republicans are left don't have to kind of walk the plank on an unpopular vote back in their kind of Biden supporting districts. Steve Bannon on his podcast said that it looked like McCarthy had bayonets in his back. And in fact, he did. And what he means is that people like Gaetz and Bannon kind of forced McCarthy into this position. And so the White House is saying, if you don't put this on the floor for a vote, what we can do is refer to the legal counsel memo written by President Trump's attorneys that say that if you don't, if the House doesn't vote on an impeachment inquiry, it's not an impeachment inquiry. Kevin McCarthy getting up in front of a bank of microphones and declaring it does not make it so. And so you have therefore not actually opened up the powers of impeachment yet. If you want to do it, you have to put people on record saying that they want to move forward on this.
And is the reason he's hesitating to do it is he's afraid that even among the Republicans, he's not going to have the votes he needs.
Because he only has a cushion of around four votes. And so you
one of them is George Santos, if that's his name.
That's right. Although Santos will do whatever McCarthy asks him to do. Ironically, usually somebody from that district would be the kind that would be, you know, less willing to make a move against Biden if Biden, you know, is popular in that district. But because Santos has the problems that he has, he's just doing whatever McCarthy says he does, because his job depends on
it. And what
McCarthy.
Happened yesterday, the meeting in the Republican caucus with the F-bombs flying and the House Speaker McCarthy saying you can make an effing move for a motion as they want to unseat him, this leading to possibly a government shutdown by the end of the month?
It's an incredible time for this to be happening because, like you said, if they don't produce a continuing resolution or some type of spending bill by September 30th, the House shuts down. The House had been saying they don't want to do a continuing resolution. They want to do their own appropriations bills the way that the House is designed to work. You know, pass all 12. They'll go through the House, go through the Senate, signed by Biden, normal functional government. In the face of that, they have 2 weeks to pull all that off. Yet they're spending all of their time, you know, shouting at each other and saying they're going to impeach Biden and also throw McCarthy out of the speaker's chair. So they're not going to pass their appropriations bills. They're also saying if you try to pass a CR, a continuing resolution that just keeps the government open, we're going to throw McCarthy out of the speakership. So the only two paths to keep the government open are those two paths. And their dysfunction is ruling out the former. And the Freedom Caucus is ruling out the latter. So it does seem like they are headed for a shutdown of their own making. Like that, they won't even be able to spin it in any serious way that it was Democrats' fault.
Ryan Grimm, we want to thank you for being with us, D.C. Bureau Chief for The Intercept. That does it for our show. Happy birthday to Sam Alkoff. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
about flaming cheese as we are.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Thank you. Brush, brush, and do it.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
All right.
You will never find
WRCT right here in the Pittsburgh. And time has come today.
We must be cautious.
My big sister Gemma's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
Real products are tested for safety. My brother...
Yeah, the 11-minute version of this bad boy. Yeah. All right, take it down a notch now, Zombo. Yeah. Done.